Hello, my name is Vesa Juvonen, and in this particular video we will have a closer look on the client-side performance consideration and more specifically on the caching of the information whenever we actually do client-side technologies within the SharePoint. This obviously the same techniques apply to any web development techniques, so you should be always use the cookies or the local store to cache the information which can be actually stored, so you don't always have to refresh the information. This is one of the examples what we have in the Office 365 Patterns and Practices guidance, and like with all of the other Patterns and Practices guidance samples, this also has a description and explanation what the example is actually doing. The easiest way to find this one is to write a aka MS Office Dev PnP. So if I go to this address, it will redirect me to the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices guidance, which is stored within the GitHub. And then if we go from our repository, if we go samples and then performance, underneath the performance, and there we go, and caching, we can actually locate this particular sample. And like I said, sample has additional details and explanation. What is it doing? Why is it doing that? And what are the let's say the practices of doing that? This particular sample has two different sides. So one side of the storing the information is to use the HTTP cookies, which is a absolutely fine approach. And then as part of the HTML5, there's the local storage, which is one of the alternatives to store the information within the browser side. So we don't have to always refresh the information by requesting that information from the server. Let's have a look on that one. We're using the HTTP cookies sample in here. If I actually refresh the page, we're able to see that right now about me information is actually set to be null. The reason why it's actually null is that I've set my local cookie to be null for the user profile, just to present the point. So whenever we run anything in the client-side object model against the server, it could actually take a while to get the response back. It depends obviously on many factors like the network latency and also the server health and all of that. And for example, getting the information related on user profile, it's relatively heavy functionality. So you saw my me to click to clear the cache. And it does take quite a few seconds actually get the information from the user profile service. There we go. And that was the timing which we were waiting actually the client-side object model to run the JavaScript, which will then access the user profile within the server side, get the information related on my particular user profile, and then after that showing the information. And you really don't obviously want to have that kind of a wait time in every single time you refresh, for example, the front page of your intranet. And that's where the caching comes along. And we really want to make sure that you're using caching either cookies or local store efficiently, like with, for example, this typical websites which are not SharePoint based. So really good example of a extremely flexible and really interesting way of implementing client-side technologies is a simple example of using Facebook. It has a really powerful way, but it's still fluent. And it doesn't actually refresh the pages. It doesn't use client-side technologies if you extend anything in Facebook as well. So now if we do a refresh on the page, we're able to actually see that information, which is in my local cookie, it's retrieved from the profile, from the HTTP cookie. So therefore the information is immediately available. So we need to obviously, as part of the client-side technology designs, we need to think about when do we store, how do we store, and how do we get the information. So it's not actually blocking the end user's access to the functionality as such. So there might be a delay for the first call, but then after that we can save that as a cookie until the About Me is actually updated. We can also do a synchronous way of checking, is the About Me already updated? Oh, it isn't. Fine, let's keep the cookie still. That's absolutely fine approach as well. So there's multiple different client-side technologies or approaches which we can use to enhance the execution times and to include the caching here. So let's just quickly do a updated value, save for later, and I'm going to refresh the page. So you're able to actually see that right now the information is coming from my cookie, and it's extremely efficient, extremely fast. because it's actually stored within my local store cookie. Sorry, as a cookie within my browser. If I clear the cache, again, we need to wait quite a few seconds until the About Me is cached and received from the user profile application. The actual code of this one is relatively simple, so let's switch on the code. This is a SharePoint, the actual solution is a SharePoint hosted application. So we have the solution, it has the HTTP cookies sample, and then the same solution also has the performance.local store. So that's showing then the HTML5 local store version of the same functionality. You can combine them both, so you're able absolutely fine of using cookies and local store if needed. It's absolutely up to you how do you want to actually do that. So let's actually slightly scroll down. Let's have a look on what's happening. So if the cookies are enabled, if for some reason cookies are not enabled, this functionality does not work. What are we doing is that we're getting the user profile, just an instance to the user profile JavaScript. We're getting the username for the welcome message. And then we make try to check if the about me is actually in the cookie. Do we have an about me cookie or not? If we do not have an about me cookie, we will start and go getting the user profile messages, user profile values from the actual user profile. If that information is actually in the cookie, we are able to update that immediately within the text box which we have on the page. So relatively simple stuff. And if you're interested on getting the information from the user profile, let's actually scroll down on that one as well. Slightly up. Get query screen, clear cache. I'm just making sure that I don't actually. There it is. Get user properties. So we're getting the context, we're using the client-side object model for user profile, getting access on the people manager, getting my properties, and from the my properties, we're then actually loading the about me and storing that to the text box, and also setting the cookie called about me with that value. So therefore, whenever the page is actually refreshed, that information is already stored on the client side, and therefore the information presentation is extremely fast. Relatively simple stuff and really typical in the ASP.NET or whatever web web technologies as well. But we need to think about this one with within the SharePoint development as well when we do the client-side way of handling the functionalities. Let's move quickly back on here. And it's just a good example. I'm not going to go through the local store sample. It's pretty much the same thing. You're able to control the timing of the slightly differently and so on. But you can download the example, have a closer look on that one, and learn how to utilize the client-side caching efficiently. Thanks for your time, and hopefully the video is useful.